It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for coming back. Listen, here we go. It is the number one most deadly health myth. Like, I love busting health myths because I have to tell you, I lecture all across the country, and sometimes I'll just get in a mode and I'll say, okay, folks, I don't want you to think about it, but how many people think eggs are dairy? And hey, a lot of you lovely educated people will just automatically raise your hand. Eggs are dairy because we think that for a reason. We had a marketing campaign a long, long time ago that told us eggs were dairy because we saw them with the glass jar of milk and the stick of butter. Eggs are dairy, eggs are dairy. It's in our head. Eggs are dairy. Eggs aren't dairy. They're like liquid chicken. They come from chickens. They're chicken, right? So Dr. Teitelbaum, help me, because I love when people, then all they're like, they wake up. I know we all have brains, but can we use our minds? That's my biggest question. That's what I want people to do when it comes to their health. I want to put the commonness back in common sense. And thankfully, I have you here to help me do that.
Well, Holly, how did they say it was the best of times, so it was the worst of times? When we look at modern medicine today, it has been a horrible 2 years for our healthcare system, but an awesome 2 years for the public. This is happening as we're going through the birthing pains of a new healthcare system. It's really a very exciting time. And I'm not talking about Obamacare versus Republican care. This is just a sideshow that's being put on, where the medical industry really owns both sides of the debate. I mean, it's very distracting and the rest, but it's all really silliness. I'm talking about what's more real. And let's take a look. The last couple of years, we've seen medical myths falling like dominoes. You talk about eggs being bad. No, eggs are healthy. They do not raise cholesterol. Salt bad for you. No, if you salt restrict to the government guidelines, the main thing is you're twice as likely to die prematurely from heart disease. Coffee, tea, chocolate, alcohol, all of these myths about things being bad for you have been falling by the wayside. And now the number one deadliest health myth for the last 200 years is falling like the biggest domino there is. And that myth is that your doctor knows everything that can help you. That is such utter nonsense. MDs know maybe about 20% of what can help people, but they think they know everything. And again, it's kind of like the toolkit. MD medicine is like the hammer in the toolkit. So if you have an appendicitis, you know, it's really good to go there. You've had a major car trauma, you need heart resuscitation. That's when the doctors, the MDs, are really good. But for most things, sadly, unless it's a life-threatening emergency, and again, most doctors, when I did my medical training, it was in university hospitals, not regular hospitals, but where the sickest of the sickest people dying were sent to. And that's where we got 99% of our medical training. They didn't teach us to treat colds or pain or fatigue or day-to-day chronic illness.
Right.
And most doctors are clueless. They're clueless about how to treat these things, and they're clueless that they don't know what they're doing with these things and that others can help. So the myth that your doctor knows everything, and if the doctor says, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do for you, that you go home and die, busted.
Right.
If you've got a problem that your doctor can't help you with, tell him, thanks for letting me know you can't help, and then instead of going home to die, go next door, see your naturopath, see your chiropractor, see your acupuncturist. There's so many other tools in the toolkit. I'm starting to think that there's very little that can't be effectively treated when you use the whole toolkit.
Yep.
Holly, let's say we take a couple things. Let's say we take pain, heart disease, and fatigue, three of the most common medical conditions. Maybe we'll add heartburn if we have time, and take a look at how standard medicine approaches it and how the rest of the toolkit does. Shall we go play?
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's look at pain. One out of three Americans, that number's gone up from 1 in 4, now suffers needlessly with chronic pain. What's the standard medical approach? To give ibuprofen-related arthritis medications for Tylenol, give narcotics.
Right.
Oh, and let's not forget slash for cash if there's something that you can do. Back pain? Ha-ha, disc disease. No, but we're going to cut anyway. So that's the standard approach. The cost? Well, we've got 30,000 to 50,000 American deaths each year from ibuprofen-related medications. No, your doctor hasn't seen that research in most likelihood, but the studies are available. These are large studies. 15,000 overdose deaths from prescribed narcotics, and one out of three people suffering from pain. But let's take a look at the rest of the toolkit. You've got structural things like your chiropractor, your massage therapist can do myofascial release. You've got the biophysics of pain that your acupuncturist knows how to do. And then let's take a look at the biochemistry. Study after study is showing that herbal remedies, curamen, which is an amazing, what I call a pain relief miracle, a mix of four different herbs, end pain, a mix of three herbs, topical comfrey, even treating the root cause of the pain. Pain's like the oil light on your dashboard. It says something needs attention. You put oil in, the oil light goes out. You give your body what it needs, which I call shine, sleep, hormones, infection, inflammation, impingement, nutrition, exercise. The pain goes away. This has been shown in our published research. Ribose, an amazing nutrient for giving your body the energy it needs from muscles to release. So if you do the score about who wins when it comes to treating pain, well, MD medicine, clueless. All the other alternatives, and the thousands of people I've treated from all over the world with horrible chronic pain, I can count on my fingers the amounts we've not been able to get good, solid relief and or usually have the pain go away.
You know, I love that you're an MD yourself, conventional Western, reductionistically trained MD, but you get it. And I got to tell you, because it's not about, for me, Jacob, ever saying that, oh, it's us versus them. There are times and there is a place for that style of reductionistic medicine, of course. And I would hate to see an ER function without it. I would hate to see, urgent care function without it. You've got to be thinking in that, like, this is triage sort of. But by and large, regarding our health, the state of our health, especially in our modern day, we have to open up and be able to utilize, I think, this more broad-minded thinking for sure.
Absolutely. And let me give a quick resource for people. There's a free smartphone app. It's called Cures A to Z. So Cures, capital A-C. And for anything from acne to zoster, it'll tell you. Here's how to use the best of standard medicine and alternative medicine. Let's take a look at heart disease, the number one killer. What does standard medicine offer? Surgery and some moderately helpful medications. What are some of the alternatives? Structural medicine offers external counterpulsation, as effective or more than heart bypass. Ribose, CoQ10, other nutrients, hawthorn, very effective for heart failure. And then cancer. I find that there's many things that help cancer well beyond chemo and radiation. So if you can't get help, know that there is help, even if your doctor hasn't been able to give it to you.
You know, and I love that you say that. And quite honestly, you said that, hey, if your doctor says they can't help you with something, say, okay, thank you for telling me. My experience, Jacob, is that a lot of doctors aren't willing to get to that place where they're going to say, I can't help you. Actually, their help is forced and ineffective. And so I always am encouraging my patients to, hey, listen, your doctors work for you. You can smile and nod, say thank you for that suggestion. But a second opinion, a third opinion, you take power. You be your own PCP. You're primarily in charge of providing care for yourself. We've got a team of people. You can smile and nod, thank you. But after all, you get to use your brain. Not only that, your mind, wake up and really take control over the situation.
Absolutely. There's always hope, and there's always, virtually always, effective treatments for things. You just need to know where to look.
All right.
Look in the whole toolkit.
That's Cures A to Z on your smartphone. It's an amazing app, folks. Get that. You can find more about Jacob Teitelbaum and his lovely work at endfatigue.com. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. I got to get a big shout out to Radio MD, to Lauren, to Kevin, to the Tims for making my life a lot sweeter. You out there, remember, you've got a brain, but can you use your mind? Come back into your common sense, make it a little bit more common when it comes to your health. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine, and we're going to be right back.